Marriage is a beautiful covenant designed by God. But let's be honest, even the strongest relationships go through tough seasons. Moments when love feels heavy, communication breaks down, or life's challenges pull you in different directions. If you've ever felt that, you're not alone. In those moments, one of the most powerful things you can do is pray, not just with your own words, but with the living Word of God. These are five scriptures to pray over your marriage when you need strength, healing, and renewed hope. Number 1, Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. This verse reminds us that marriage isn't meant to stand on two people alone. It needs God as the third strand. When He's at the center, your bond becomes unbreakable. Pray this with me. Lord, be the third strand in our marriage. Strengthen what we can't fix on our own. When frustration rises or distance grows, wrap your love tightly around us. Draw us closer to you and closer to each other. Amen. Even a short nightly prayer together can help weave that cord stronger every day. Number 2, Colossians 3 verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Forgiveness is one of the hardest parts of marriage, yet it's also one of the holiest. When we choose to forgive, we allow God to heal wounds that bitterness can't. Pray this. Father, teach us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Tear down walls of pride and resentment. Fill our hearts with grace and compassion. Help us rebuild trust and love again, one day at a time. Amen. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It's freeing your heart so healing can begin. Number 3, Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. Anxiety in marriage often comes from fear. Fear of the future, of finances, or of not being enough. But peace doesn't come from control, it comes from surrender. Pray this. Lord, we bring you every worry and every unspoken fear. Guard our hearts with your peace. Teach us to trust your plan when we can't see it. Let our home be a place of calm because you dwell here. Amen. Take time to share one worry with your spouse this week and pray over it together. Number 4, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Real love isn't tested in easy seasons. It's proven in hard ones. It's the choice to keep showing up, even when it's difficult. Pray this. God, teach us to love as you love, patient, forgiving, and strong. Help us bear each other's weaknesses with grace. And keep believing and hoping even when the way feels long. Let our love be steady and enduring, a reflection of yours. Amen. Small gestures, a kind word, a note, a hug, can rebuild closeness faster than you think. Number 5, Romans 12 verse 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This is the heartbeat of a lasting marriage, joy, patience, and faithfulness. Every season, good or bad, is an opportunity to grow deeper in prayer together. Pray this. Lord, give us endurance in our trials, hope in our waiting, and joy in our journey. Make prayer our first response, not our last resort. Let our story reveal your faithfulness. Amen. Keep a simple journal of your prayers. You'll be amazed at how God answers over time. Finally, no marriage is perfect, but every marriage can be redeemed when God is invited in. Keep returning to these scriptures to pray over your marriage. Speak them aloud, believe them, and let them anchor your heart when life feels heavy. The same God who joined you together will carry you through every storm. And remember, healing doesn't always happen in a moment, but it begins the moment you pray.